Hello everyone, Paul here. The second series of Alibi has been a long time coming, but it's finally here. And we want to share a few of the first minutes with you. The entire first episode is going to be released on the 21st of January 2020, and then subsequent weeks after that for 6 episodes. But we're very proud of the first couple of minutes, so we'd love to share them with you. Here they are. Volume. The story starts with Reverend Giddy, a large, feverishly committed man. He works primarily in Pietermaritzburg, a small city about an hour away from Durban in South Africa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
What's going on?
Stuck with the staff meeting.
Ah, okay.
You know, it happens every Monday morning at 10.
I've arrived right in the middle of Giddy's Monday morning staff meeting, but he is generous and warm. I get led upstairs and into the meeting and introduced to the team who works on violence mediation of KZNCC, the KwaZulu-Natal Christian Council.
Hey, hello.
I'm here to do a story on assassinations in KZN, I say. That's the headline. To be honest, with almost 1,500 assassinations across the country reported since the year 2000, that's a lot of assassinations. And most of them are in this province. I'm not sure where to start, but I sit politely in the meeting and listen.
On the case of a young man who was killed during elections, 2016.
I realize quickly that this isn't an ordinary staff meeting. They are talking respectfully, but repeatedly about killings. Those of local politicians, those of taxi drivers, and then Giddy slides into a phenomenon that I've never heard of before.
And then we're meeting the principal of one of the schools to look at the killings of principals.
The assassination of school teachers.
It's a while back, but still relevant in the context of killings.
And in this instance, if I'm hearing Giddy correctly, she was killed while teaching a class. This is so shocking to me. Giddy's wife, I know, is a school teacher.
It appeared that it's something that has a history where they hit men, and so they hit women, but they are actually hired to assassinate teachers.
I am so taken aback that I have to ask Giddy later to clarify. And yes, he says that this teacher, Priscilla, was gunned down in front of an entire class of students, mid-sentence, while teaching, by 2 men over a year ago. No arrests.
We didn't expect it. We thought it was going to be a good day, as it always have been with the teachers. So when they shot her in front of us, something changed.
Sia is wearing baggy tracksuit pants and lives with his parents. I am sitting on a plastic-covered couch in their clean and spacious lounge. The case Reverend Giddy introduced me to in the Monday staff meeting, the assassination of Priscilla Mtunu, has led me here. Priscilla was Sia's history teacher and acting principal at Laduma High. She was gunned down by 2 men with an astonishing 19 bullets in front of the whole class. And the young adult Sia has stood up to act out the assassination for me, like some sort of school play.
So they shot her once?
She was facing us like this. We started to shoot her.
From the side.
Yeah. She turned around. And then they shot her, and then she died.
And how many times did they get a shot in her?
Huh. Too many bullets. Because they shot her, she fell down. They left, came back, and shot her again, and then left.
Jeez.
I meet Sia in early 2018. He is recently out of school. He passed, but he is disappointed with his marks. In this area, 18,000 people can vote, and 60% of those people are under 30. Sia is no longer in school, but he still obsesses about how the murder happened a year earlier in March 2017.
Can you describe where we are in relation to the school?
It's like a 5 minutes walk.
You can almost see it from here.
Yeah. So yeah. It takes me like 3 minutes to get to school if I walk fast.
So that was convenient while you were going to the Duma. Yeah. You have to walk to school every day.
Yeah, so I can even attend after school and do everything I want to do.
And easy to get there on a Saturday as well.
Yes.
The reason why I asked here about getting to the school on a Saturday is because that's when the assassination happened. Priscilla was teaching extra history lessons to her matric class.
It wasn't like they were killing a human, but it was like maybe they were shooting an animal.
Sia is unemployed and has been preoccupied with the details of the murder, running it over in his mind again and again.
Did you go up to the body then?
Close to the body, even touched her. Mm. Even touched her face.
What was what temperature was her face?
It was hot. I touched her, it was hot. And then when I came back, she was cold. She was, like I said, she had passed away.
I ask Sia if I can use the toilet, and he says it is being renovated. And I just have to go up against the wall outside. I stand next to a bush against the brick wall. We are up on the hill, and I have a view of the whole area. I can see cows in the untarred streets and a wide mixture of house sizes, some not bigger than sheds. Mpumuza is a poor semi-rural district in Pietermaritzburg in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. I can also see, as Sia described, Leduma High, where Priscilla worked and was brutally assassinated. It's just down the road and to the left. You can get the show at www.volume.africa/alibi. Also, you can search wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced by Volume and distributed by Arena Holdings.